Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media. I'm Julie. This is the story of the mouse and the lion. Once upon a time, in a deep and dark forest, there lived a little gray mouse named Minerva. Every day, Minerva would leave the safety of her little home to dart around the forest floor, happily running between the tall, leafy trees that provided cool shade and plenty of nuts and berries for her to eat. Before leaving her home to find breakfast each day, Minerva would climb the nearest tree to have a good look around. And a good, long listen. She had to be careful because she was so small. Many animals in the forest would like to eat her for breakfast. When she was sure it was safe, she wandered back to the forest floor to find something yummy for her tummy. One day, after gathering her favorite juicy red berries, Minerva headed home to enjoy her feast. When she arrived home, she was shocked to find a giant mountain blocking her doorway. It was covered in fur and snoring loudly. It wasn't a mountain, it was a lion that was taking a nap right in front of her door. Minerva had to think fast. How was she going to get past this sleeping beast? She tried squeezing underneath him. When he snorted and almost woke up, she scurried away. She tried sneaking around his tail, which swished and sent her sailing backward. Then she tried to jump over him like a trampoline. But she landed right on his nose.
Oopsie.
She turned around and saw her reflection in two big green eyes. The lion was awake! Yikes! The lion snatched Minerva by her tail. He leaned back slowly, preparing to pop her into his mouth for a late morning snack. Minerva looked down at the lion's mouth, wide open to gobble her up, with so many sharp teeth that could cut her to ribbons. She had to think fast.
"Wait!" Minerva cried. "If you let me go, I will help you when you least expect it."
"How could a little tiny mouse like you help someone big and strong like me? I'm the king of the forest."
"Just because I'm small doesn't mean I can't make a difference," Minerva said, hoping the lion would agree. "If you let me go, I will keep my promise." The lion laughed and realized she was just a measly mouse, not even a mouthful, so he let her go.
"Go on, then."
Minerva scampered as fast as she could into her little mouse house. She slammed the door and locked it tight. So glad she didn't end up an appetizer for the lion. A few days later, while Minerva was out gathering bits of leaves to line her bed, she heard a sound on the wind. She put her tiny paw to her ear and listened as hard as she could. She thought she heard someone yelling. Maybe they were roaring. She followed the sound and realized it was the voice of the lion who had decided not to eat her.
"Yeah. Oh. Oh."
She scurried toward the sound as fast as she could, over roots and under vines, until she found the roaring lion thrashing around, holding his left front paw to his chest. Minerva said, "Mr. Lion, what's wrong?" The lion wiped tears from his eyes and said,
Nothing. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Go away."
"Oh, come on now. I heard you all the way on the other side of the forest." The lion slowly turned to the little mouse and held out his wounded paw.
I have something stuck in my paw, and no matter what I do, I can't get it out, and it hurts so bad, and I can't walk, and I can't run, I can't hunt, I can't do anything.
Aw, come into the light. I might be able to see what's stuck in there. The lion followed, trying not to put too much weight on his injured paw.
Ow!
Goodness, some king of the forest you are.
What is it? Is it bad? Will I ever be able to walk or run again?
Honestly, will you hold still for 2 seconds? The lion did his best to hold still while Minerva took a look.
Yeah.
Aha! Oh. I see. You have a thorn stuck way down in your paw.
Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Hold still. I'll see if I can get it out. Minerva climbed up onto the lion's paw. Got a good grip on the thorn. Minerva rolled her eyes. I haven't even done anything yet.
But it hurts so bad.
She grabbed the thorn again.
Ow! What are you doing down there?
And gave another hard pull.
Yeah.
Wow, that thing is really stuck in there.
Oh, geez.
She tugged and pulled.
Ah.
The lion covered his mouth so he wouldn't let out any roars of pain. Finally, she grabbed the thorn in her little teeth, steadied herself on all four tiny feet, and pulled with all her might. The lion squirmed and whined. Minerva, tapping her foot, held up the thorn and said, "Mr. Lion, you can stop crying now. It's out." The lion put his foot on the ground, took a few steps, and realized he was healed. Before turning to walk back into the forest, the lion paused and said,
"Thank you. Thank you for helping me."
Minerva gently nodded her head and smiled. She hopped up on the lion's back to hitch a ride home. That's when the lion realized that Minerva was right. No matter how small you are, you can make a big difference. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media.